The Reserve Bank is pushing back at a proposal by the Commerce Commission to increase competition in the banking sector. The ComCom's made a bunch of suggestions, and one of the suggestions was to ask the Reserve Bank to have another think about how much capital they're asking banks to hold, just to make that competition a little easier. Christian Hawksby is the Reserve Bank's Deputy Governor. Hey, Christian.
G'day.
Are you prepared to rethink the capital requirements that you've imposed on banks in order to increase the competition?
No, we really think that we've kind of done this already in terms of the capital review that we did over 2017 to 19, and you know, competition was a key element of that. And when we did that consideration, we made some changes. We're implementing them. We think, you know, further tweaks are going to have very, very marginal effect from here for competition. We think the action is elsewhere. We think the real moves and the real shift that could happen when it comes to competition in the banking industry is around open banking, making switching easier, you know, improve financial literacy, really, you know, shift this inertia and apathy.
Really, Christian? I mean, that is, I've got to be honest with you, I've talked to a lot of people in the banking sector and outside, and there is no consensus on open banking actually being the silver bullet. Why are you guys so convinced?
Because to get a more competitive banking industry, you know, we need to do more than have a few, you know, small players nibbling away on the margins. We need the big banks competing, you know, with each other, and that really does, you know,
yeah, no, I get that, but why open banking?
Change?
I mean, open banking, the fundamental of open banking, tell me if I'm wrong, is that it makes it easier for me to move from bank to bank and get a better deal, right?
That's one aspect of it. It's another aspect is that it enables you to, you know, use other financial service providers, still have that same bank, you know, all your details there, but they share it with other financial service providers that can provide you, you know, better services, better pricing, you know, all of those things. So it is a real game changer. It is part of many other things that would need to happen. It's not easy. It is quite complex. There's a number of different government agencies that kind of need to work to get all the building blocks in place, including the banking industry itself.
Yeah.
And we really support what the Commerce Commission is doing here in terms of shining a light on this and trying to get some urgency.
On the capital requirements, tell me if I'm wrong. My understanding of it is that at the moment you have decided what the small banks need to carry, but the bigger banks can decide for themselves because they're big. Is that right?
So there's a standardised approach, and then there's a what's called an internal rating based approach, which is if you are a sophisticated financial institution that can prove to us that you can manage, measure and model, you know, your risks really well, will enable, you know, that institution to,
self-regulate
their own risk weight.
But doesn't
determine their own risk weight. But we've put a floor on that such that the advantage is very minimal.
Yeah.
And in our submission, it's literally like 6 basis points or something.
Okay.
Because
that
whole
is the argument.
It's very marginal.
The bigger banks have less of a burden because they can do it themselves. The smaller banks have more of a burden. So are you saying that if you change the system to suit the Commerce Commission, it would only have the impact of maybe 6 basis points?
That's right. It's a very marginal impact that would have in terms of the weighted funding costs. The big advantage that the banks have is their scale. The big banks is the economies of scale. That's where the real advantage lies between a big bank versus a small bank. You know, they all need good systems and governance and compliance and, you know, all that machinery. And if you're a big bank, you get to spread those costs, you know, wider because you've got more assets, more customers. And that's where the real cost advantages for banks. It's that scale. It's not regulatory settings in our view.
Christian, do you think that we just need to accept that a very real prospect for our future is that we will always have an expensive banking system? That is just the way it is in New Zealand, and there's not a lot we can do to change it.
Banks do need to be, you know, rewarded for the function that they play and the risk that they take on, and so they do need to achieve a certain, you know, return on equity for the business that they provide. You know, our analysis is that the return on equity for the risk that banks take is higher in New Zealand than other than other countries. So, you know, there does seem to be something about the New Zealand banking industry that you know, and maybe it's this lack of competition that isn't sort of there that would eat away a bit at those returns on equity.
Christian, thank you very much for running us through. I really appreciate your time. That's Christian Hawksby, the Reserve Bank's Deputy Governor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.